You're recording.
Did you put that in your feedback? All right, folks, we are back in open session. It's 2:47. We are now on section number 3, informal interviews, board deliberation and action. We are on number 3, 23-136, in regards to Esteban Fernandez, DVM, continuance of informal interview of November 15, 2023, for the purpose of receiving additional information and reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting an order. And Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, thank you. So I would make a motion to accept the findings of fact and the conclusions of law.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to accept findings of fact and conclusions of law. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
Just out of curiosity, there was parts of that were highlighted in yellow. Was that specific for us to look at?
We usually highlight the yellow because it's showing what the deviance from the standard of care is.
Or I highlight it just so I want someone else to put eyes on it. Not necessarily okay. For you guys, but for internal purposes.
Okay. I just, as I was reviewing it, I was like, am I missing something here with regards to the highlights? But, okay.
You saw the highlights, so I guess you didn't miss it.
Well, I missed whether I was supposed to be focusing in on something specific.
Sometimes things are added, just, I think, this is with the last paragraph, probably, yep. Or some other.
There were a couple of them throughout.
Some things are changed or highlighted or added that I want you guys to look at, just to make sure that you approve of those changes.
Okay.
Or updates, maybe, from the report itself.
I think this time there were two, but it's usually just the one thing that I highlighted because I want them to see it to confirm that.
Okay, great.
So at this point, could I ask about previous violations of Shakespeare?
Yes, I have that, Madam okay. Chair, members of the board. So Dr. Fernandez has two past disciplinary history. Both were in 2004. The first one was, I have little information about. It was ethical violations. His license was placed on 1 year probation, and he was required to pay $500 civil penalty. It looks like it was related to, a cat was dropped off for euthanasia, and he adopted the cat. I assume probably without their knowledge is probably how that went down. In 2004, failure to timely advise of an address change, he was required to pay a $50 civil penalty. That's it.
So I would make a motion to issue an order to include a period of probation for 1 year to obtain 4 hours of CE in geriatric medicine and 2 hours in opioid administration. No civil penalty.
Ooh, okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Sorry, roll call.
Oops. Ms. Krieger?
Aye.
Dr. James is an aye. Mr. Louie?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
Dr. Wright?
Yeah.
All right, motion passes.
Yes
and
aye. Yeah, aye.
Yeah.
All righty. Let's see, moving on. We are, let's finish up section number 4, item number 3. 2372, in regards to Simon Escalada, DVM, board may review, discuss, and take action on his continuing education plan submitted in compliance with the board order.
And Madam Chair, Ms. Boyd, I didn't write it down, but he's required to do 3 hours in medical record keeping, 3 in internal medicine, and 3 in ethics. Okay.
I think before and ethics look fine.
I think we
we're short on the medical records, because wasn't it 3 hours of medical records?
Yeah.
There's only two here, and I don't know if we have, like, dates, but this medical records one was from 2015.
Oh.
I mean, not that things changed a bunch, but.
How many was he required, Victoria? Because
nine total, right?
Nine total.
I thought it was three green.
I think so, but for some reason that doesn't sound right to me, so I'm gonna check.
But I'm seeing four in ethics and one in the ectric patient.
There were three different internal medicine-ish ones. There was like a pancreatitis and something else.
Yeah.
So just missing one in record.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond GI.
So there's three for internal medicine, two for med records, and then four for ethics.
Hmm.
So you could tell him that he could submit a whole new medical record, one that's actually three or more, or just come up with another hour, which I think might be hard to do. There's lots of medical. Yeah, there's lots of medical.
I don't see a medical record on it.
It's the Escalada CE plan PDF. And as you scroll down, you have the ectric patient, you have the feline and pancreatitis, and then down below is veterinary medical records on demand.
Doing an extra hour in ethics, want to cut into slack. 12 total.
I don't know. I feel like he needs an updated medical records. 2015 and only doing two of the 3 hours mm-hmm. doesn't seem to be meeting the threshold. I would tell him to find another one that's more current and that covers his full 3 hours.
I move to approve the update for a CE plan.
Okay. We have a motion. Do I hear a second to approve part of?
And when do you want him? How much time? More time? Do you want him to turn in the new one?
30
minutes. Yeah, the next board meeting.
Oh, actually, his CE plan is not due until February. It's his order just came effective.
Well,
thanks.
That's
correct. So we'll give the original deadline.
Yeah. Okay. So, is there a second to
second.
Approve? Okay. Motion and a second to approve part of his plan. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Now on to section number 5, reports, correspondence, referrals, and other business. Board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applications. A, Corey Key, DVM. Ms. Solomon, you are the lead.
Thank you. Yes. Per the application, there were two violations while out in Arkansas. The first was in 2011. It was unprofessional conduct because of no follow-up blood work. There were 4 hours of CE and a $1,000 penalty. And then in 2014, there was a fail to renew, and she was charged $250 a day for the 5 days she practiced without a license for $1,250. Although there was a notation that she wanted to make payments at the bottom, the current information we received from Arkansas was that her license is active. So I move we approve.
Okay. Motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion is second to approve Dr. Key's veterinary license application. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Number 2, board may review, discuss, and take action on requests from the Pitcairn Institute of Veterinary Homeopathy to approve the February 2024 annual meeting for continuing education credit for Arizona licensee and certificate holders. This one comes in every year.
Yeah, it's every year. My only concern is he's talking about cases from the 1990s. It's like, do you think anything's changed in the last quarter of a century?
Wow.
but.
I don't think we ever give them all the hours.
You don't. The only thing, I don't like to, you know, be the lead on these ones, since I'm not a vet, but there was one that was more focused on human, you know, ailments, problem, whatever, and I'm not sure if vets think that that's CE worthy. That was the only thing that, the only one I could really pick out, and again, maybe it's fine, but it was.
I just wonder, like I said, how old is this medicine we're actually doing continuing education on?
Wow, and then it's like, is it because there's just no?
That's a concern to be honest.
Yeah.
It's like, are we not advancing in
realm? Because I mean, part of it might be truly that. There's just not enough new.
And is that worth CE then?
Well, take those off.
That takes off quite a bit. I was trying to add that up though.
Yeah.
Because the easy cases, that's 2 hours, and those are the ones from the 80s, and then you go down to the next day, and he has more cases from the 90s, and that's another 2.5 hours.
Okay, take them off. How many hours is he asking for?
15.
And the next day, more from the 90s.
When you got to think, he probably attracts, you know, many of the same individuals. I mean, you have a couple in here that are from other people. Like, he seems to be the one with all the historical stuff, but you have other doctors that are presenting more recent.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many hours?
Oh, yeah, it's the one that's the abdominal tour on Sunday. It's a challenging case of a woman with a very large tumor. I would take that one out too. So I would take out at least 6. 1.
Do we need to find the ones we are going to get credit for?
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
I would
easier.
Imagine, yes.
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way to
that's
do it. Yeah.
Okay. So let's do metabolic syndrome.
Which is an hour.
Well, and that's another. Actually, it's 2 hours because it goes 4:30 to 5:30 also.
Mm hmm.
Metabolic syndrome, 2 hours.
Okay.
More cases practiced in the 90s.
What is the miasms?
Continue.
Yeah. Miasms.
Miasms.
It's a,
miasms.
Is that
okay?
Two hours for that one.
Managing grade boy.
That doesn't even really have any information to go off of. I don't know what that's about. I would say no.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Rupert
study has to do with ear infection.
Rubric study. It's about a dog.
Well, it's ear conditions. If it's a study, it should be looking at multiple cases, but it does seem like it's looking at different remedies. It just doesn't say when it's from, so I could be another old one, but who knows?
Yeah, I think you're just going through the different ways of treating ear infections,
based on what it sounds
like. Yeah.
I mean, I guess that one I'd probably say okay.
Epidemics and homeopathy. I think that's one we've left in there in the past.
Mm-hmm. And that does have updated parvo information.
Yeah.
What one was it? I'm sorry.
3 to 4 o'clock, epidemics and homeopathy.
Yeah, histrionics aren't necessarily of great value, but the parvo update is.
Yeah.
Homeopathy for horses.
Okay, that one looks fine to me.
Yeah. That's another hour.
I agree.
Abdominal with the human.
Yeah, the next one, not abdominal tumor. Yeah.
Not Okay, I've got 8.5 are approved.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second to approve 8.5 hours. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
8.5 hours.
8.5. Motion passes.
Yes.
Okay, we already did number 3. So now we are on number 4. Board may review, discuss, and take action on interagency service agreement with the Arizona Department of Administration Central Services Bureau for Financial Services.
Madam Chair, members of the board. So this is a typical ISA that we have with the CSB. What's very different about this is for years and years, our annual fee was around $6,600. So now this is a 40%+ increase to $27,000. So this happened to all the agencies. It came as a very large surprise. This CSB, Central Services Bureau, at some point, it's probably been 2 years ago now, 2 years ago, they got very far behind to a point where they weren't timely paying agencies' bills and things like that. So they took action by hiring several people at high rates and things like that without thoroughly planning out how those people were going to get paid, where the funding was going to come from. So they made those decisions and, unbeknownst to agencies, went to the legislature and, on our behalf, got some funds appropriated to cover this fee. So the good news is that the legislature in the last session did appropriate $19,000 of that. So we're short a little bit now. But for the most part, we have the dollars to pay for this. It's one of those situations where we're kind of in a rock and hard place where I could probably hire a part-time person for $27,000 to do this work that doesn't take part-time, but it's not time effective because we always want to separate the duties of financial reasons like that, just like we do in our office now for business control. So the same person taking the money is not the same person issuing the licenses and things like that. So we would run into that problem even more if we had an internal person. Plus that would mean I would also have to become an expert on all types of financial systems within the state, which I don't have time to do. So that's why we're stuck in a rock and hard place, as are other agencies who see no choice but to accept this.
Yeah.
However, I would like to make a recommendation that the board make before we sign this, that the very last bullet, which is number 19, to ask them to modify this bullet. As it reads now, it says, any increase in salaries, which means their salaries,
right,
approved by the legislature during the period covered by the agreement shall be passed on to the board, and the board shall pay this amount to the department in addition to any amount provided for in Appendix A. So I think there could be a phrase ended to the end of that sentence, which says something along the facts of, as long as the corresponding budget appropriation has been approved by the legislature. Because as it is, it's saying, yes, we have to pay it,
it's
whether
open-ended,
we get appropriated the funds or not.
Yeah.
So if you're okay with me,
yes,
pushing back a little bit on that, yes, that's what I think is the business decision to make.
This is just state overhead.
So if they agree to that, if you all will kind of vote with the condition that they approve that.
So moved.
All right.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Thank you, Victoria. Okay, we are finished with number 5, so now on to number 6. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information received regarding Timothy
Chasson.
Okay, Dr. Nosley is recused. This is in your supplement 1. There is no lead assigned to you. Okay, sorry. It sounded like Mr. Lohey said yes, open a case.
I move we open a case.
Okay.
Okay, second.
In a second, there's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number seven, board may review, discuss, and take action on request for approval of continuing education credit for the American Association of Swine Veterinarians 2024 annual meeting, February 24th through the 27th in 2024. And this one is in your supplement one. This is another one that we do annually.
Yes. I would move approval.
What now? Not yet. So Madam Chair, I counted 8 hours in the pre-conference total and 12.25 in the conference part of it. Anybody else come up with anything different? I mean, it's kind of hard to count.
Yeah.
There's some concurrent things going on, so you just got to count that time block. That's how many hours you could possibly have in that block, period. Right.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, so you came up with a total of 20.25 hours?
12.25.
Wait, that's...
Well, okay, yeah, 12.25 for the conference and 8, so yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. But I would knock that 0.15 minutes off and just round it to 20.
Yeah.
Total. 8, well, I think they kind of split, so I would split it. 8 for the pre-conference and
12 for the
conference. 12 for the conference.
Okay. So moved.
Unless they can figure, show me where I'm having wrong.
Because they'll ask me so that I understand. So we're knocking off some of those hours because they overlap with others.
Yeah.
No.
It's because I don't see them.
Okay.
They're business meetings. I mean, they got hours for their, where is that?
The 7 to noon committee meetings.
Okay,
I got it. Conference seminars is 4 hours.
Back and forth.
Back and
forth. So there's. Okay, they have the pre-conference on Saturday afternoon. They got a pre-conference. I see 4.
Yeah, 4 hours.
4 hours. And then another 4 hours on Sunday morning.
You don't want to include yoga?
Yes. We're not including yoga, maybe. Or the breakfast.
Exactly.
Or
goat yoga.
I'm happy they're having the praise breakfast on Sunday, but we're not going to give them credit for that.
What if it's bacon?
You got 4 hours Sunday morning. Those pre-conference, okay. Then on... later Sunday from 8, you got research topics that are included in the conference part of it, 8 to noon. So there's 4 hours. You got another 4. I didn't count the poster sessions because I'm not sure.
Usually I would think they only count the 1 hour that they're
presenting. Yeah, I'd probably do an hour for poster sessions because you kind of walk around and just learn stuff.
Look at them. Yeah.
Well, but it says authors are presenting. I've been to some where they actually. Yeah, the posters are out, but a select few, they bring them up, and they actually do a little 15, but it's short. It's like a 10-15 minute presentation or whatever, and they kind of do highlighted ones, not...
Which is the 12 to 1 o'clock.
Kind of like an abstract or something, yes, condensed.
Which I think presents from 12 to 1, so I think that counts for an hour,
if
you attended.
I don't know, I didn't count that in. I didn't count that in there. I counted the Sunday concurrent stuff.
So I'd add an hour for the poster session. Then.
All the commercial stuff? No. Your business meeting? No.
Free hearing test.
So, anyway.
And you have stuff on Monday, too.
So what's the new total pre-conf and conference?
I've still only got 8 pre-conference, and I've still only got 20 for the...
A 12? 12, so 20 total.
I got Sunday a.m., p.m., and Monday.
And I would say they disagree with that. Have them list them out by hour and give us a little bit of background on who's presenting and what they're covering. Because these are really vague.
Do they have enough time?
Like, we're all sitting here going, what is this?
I mean, at least Karen gives you a little bit more of a... Oh,
that's true.
Enough info to make
However, I thought we required bios, and Victoria reminded me that
don't really require the bios for our
bios, we can.
If they want to make it easier for us to approve, they would.
Yes. Right, they don't tell us much, do they?
No.
Basically.
We're just assuming.
So if they, if we need more information, we would be approving in mid-January, I mean, that's still.
I mean, it may not be enough for them if you want to advertise it.
Yeah, that's, it's okay on our terms since we're.
If they have 60 days?
Well.
Or is it 30 days?
It's 60.
But they've.
It is in February.
They've submitted it.
It's in February, so they don't have another month.
I would just say we approve.
I mean, I have no issue with the 8 and the 12.
Right, let's approve, what if we approve that and then if they want to submit additional information for the rest, we can consider?
Well, we can't because it'll be too late.
Isn't that just by our time?
Their 60 days will be up.
Right, but we can, by considered, I mean, addition, approve additional CE. So it wouldn't change their agenda.
And we have to approve it 60 days before they do it.
Yeah.
So that's today.
Okay, gotcha.
But they submitted it already, now we just ask for clarification.
Okay.
Okay, so ask them for more information and break it out by hours.
Well, I would just say we approve this many hours. If you have an issue with it, then you need to provide us with this information.
Yeah.
In a more well-thought-out manner.
But are we doing a preliminary approval of the 8 and 12?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say so.
That's all legit, they don't need more than they got to be specific. Where it's coming from and speaker's bios and exactly how those hours are split out there.
Okay, so could someone formulate that into a motion?
I move we approve 20 hours of CE for the 2024 annual meeting of the American Association of Swine Veterinarians.
Second.
I don't know how kosher that is.
Can we break that up to 8 pre-conference and 12?
Sorry, 8 pre-conference and 12 conference.
And the first session only gets one?
What now?
I don't, it's.
I thought you said the poster session.
I don't even know until they tell us what that poster session, a little more about, because it could be.
Okay, so we're not counting.
It could be an hour of just people walking around eating their lunch and looking for you.
Because now it's not clear to me if you're saying that we would approve the poster session.
No, well, not now, it's not in this 20.
It's not in the 20.
It's not in the 20.
So it could be, that's something they could.
No posters, okay. Got it, thank you.
Clear as mud?
Because we're not saying we wouldn't, we're saying.
Is there a second?
Right now.
Yeah, I second.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second, there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, motion passes. Let's see, board may review, discuss, take action on agency fee study report. Victoria, in your supplement.
Madam Chair, members of the board, this is largely an informational item. The governor's office requested this information from all the agencies, which is a good exercise to do, it was something we had on our to-do list anyway. Because this is something we'll want to dive into further when we start approaching the rules review of things, the rules that are reviewed. Typically, people are reviewing their rules because they want to raise the fees, but that's probably not going to be the case for us. But I just wanted to show you that that's what we have so far, and I'll be working with the governor's office as far as trying to, you see what formulas they use as far as what they think we should actually be charging.
Victoria, do our other regulatory age licensing agencies fees set by statute, because that's so inflexible, doesn't allow for adjusting annually, so you end up coming back 5-10 years later with some humongous increase.
I think it's just like ours are a mixture. I think my basic understanding, I think they're all, everybody has a mixture of both. Of how
we wish they'd keep fees up.
Most of these were set many, many years ago, and they're still pretty correct. As far as the agency has learned to do more with the same amount, or, you know.
Right, it's your efficiencies that have kept it that way, yes.
So that's all I have, unless anybody has a question.
You can't often say that in state government.
Right, right. I just wish fees weren't set by statute.
Yeah, it would be easier if they were.
Okay, next up, review and approval of minutes. We have, let's see, the November 15, 2023 regular session minutes. Mr. Wright is abstained.
Madam Chair, I move we approve the November 15, 2023 regular session minutes.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up.
I was recused, did you say that?
Yes.
Oh, I missed that, okay.
Yeah.
November 15, 2023, executive session number one. Again, Dr. Wright is abstained.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second for the executive session minutes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Then we've got November 15, 2023, executive session number two minutes. And again, we have Dr. Wright and he's absent, and then Dr. James is going to abstain.
Yes. So moved.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And let's see, who wants to do?
Let's see how out of practice you
are. I know. All right.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A4, A5, A8, A10, A11, A12, A16, A17, and B5.
So
second.
Second. Okay. Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending inspection and compliance for A4, A8, A10, and A12.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.
And I make a motion to approve pending compliance for A5, A11, A16, A17, and B5.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
I think you practiced in front of the mirror last week.
All right.
Can't give away all my secrets.
All right. Summary of current events. This is the time for the board chair, any member of the board, or the executive director to give a brief summary on current events that affect the board. It's informational only, and no discussion may occur.
This is my second. The last one. I'll be back one more time.
Yep.
Oh, wow. All right. I'm still around, still call me, whatever.
So he's probably going to be really rowdy at next month's meeting, I said.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave you with any skeletons. I don't want to be.
You're not inviting the state ombudsman to next month's meeting.
I might go see him after I leave.
All right. Next up, call to the public. Would you still like me to read the paragraph or?
See the line, can we check on it?
Okay, so we have a call to the public. However, no one is here and nobody has asked us to call them. Next up, establishment of future meeting date. Next meeting will be on Wednesday, January 17th at 8:30. We will be in a new boardroom though.
Oh, are we?
Again.
Boardroom A.
Okay. Yes.
Just in time for your last one.
I know.
Yeah, next year.
We'll see. All right. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Second. First, so moved.
Okay. Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes.